This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods, and we're talking today with Elizabeth Shelton. She's the Executive Director of the United Way of Southeast Missouri. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Good to have you here. We want to talk a little bit about your Read to Succeed program. And for folks who may not know, tell us about the program.
Read to Succeed is a volunteer-driven program that launched in the Cape Girardeau Public Schools in 2012 in all of the elementary schools in the Cape Girardeau school system. And volunteers come in and one-on-one sit with a student, either a kindergartner or first grader, for about 30 minutes and just encourage that child in this critical life skill. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very successful program. We have great data that show how well these students are doing. And in fact, the students who were in that very first cohort who received Read to Succeed when they were in kindergarten or first grade are now showing the highest reading proficiency levels Wow. of the Cape Girardeau Public School students in their age. So that's some data that we're very proud of.
And you also have now Read to Excel. Tell us about that.
This is also a literacy program that came as a direct result of teachers asking us what we can do to help the students in the higher grades. Again, Read to Succeed is just kindergarten and first grade. And teachers were asking us, we really need to help the other students in second, third, and fourth. So we found a grant from the Delta Regional Authority last year and applied for it and got it. And it actually gives us human resources. Mm-hmm. We have two people who are able to go in and, again, very dependent on our wonderful volunteers, and I'm sure some of them are listeners of yours, who come in and do the same thing. They sit with these older children and help them along in their reading. And then they also go in and supplement something that was already existing in the Cape Middle School, which is called a Tiger Book Club. And they have three or four students who read together. And we've had some incredible data. Again, this program was targeted for students who are reading at least a year behind their peers, unlike Read to Succeed, which is just the average beginning reader. And so in the first semester of Read to Excel, two-thirds of the students participating in the program gained a year's worth of reading growth in just the first semester. Now, that's not to say that they are caught up. Some of them actually have caught up to their peers. But it was such great results that we were so highly encouraged. We're really excited about this program. But sadly, the grant has gone away. Uh-oh. It has been eliminated. Mm. So we are very much trying to seek funds to fund this program that we think will probably be around $35,000 to $40,000 to have next year, to have people going into the schools again. We have to have a site coordinator at each school, someone who organizes the volunteers and then helps pay for some of the materials. So we are very much seeking financial resources as well as human resources to volunteer and help continue both of these programs.
How many volunteers does it take to run the program?
Well, it's about 150 for each program,
wow.
believe it or
wow,
not.
That's a lot.
Yes, because they just go in 30-minute increments. Mm-hmm. But we do have some wonderful volunteers who will give us an hour a day or several hours a week because they're showing up every day.
So if someone wanted to volunteer, what should they do?
They need to go to our website, unitedwayofsemo.org, and there are volunteer opportunities there. There are also donor opportunities there if they want to help us keep this program going. Or they can call 573-334-9634.
Elizabeth Shelton is the Executive Director of the United Way of Southeast Missouri. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.